Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Go ahead.
I want to get into it, man, you know.
Go ahead.
Like a sex machine, man.
Yeah.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Trey goes by Fox, then he stops and shoots the three, and he makes it. He made De'Aaron Fox look silly that time. And now Trey has it. Trey gets double-teamed again. Now he dances away from the double-team, fires the straightaway three, and makes it. Oh, so much for that double-team. Throws it in the corner, now out to Trey. Straightaway three, bang! Good night, Sacramento, as Trey Young knocks down a three.
I like a sex machine. You got to have the feeling. Sure as your bone.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg. Yep, we with you on Thanksgiving morning. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning to you folks in Jonesboro. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Jonesboro, home of the Cardinals. Home of Harry Douglas.
Well, Harry good morning, Harry.
Yeah,
he's probably up there to the four-letter network, right?
He might be.
I mean, he's part of that holiday crew.
He got to go to work. Jeff Saturday got another job.
That's true, he does. Yeah, that's true. You heard some sound coming back. Hawks get the win last night against Sacramento. 115-2. I ain't got my glasses down here.
It kind of dashed the homecoming.
115-106. There you go.
For Red Velvet. Red Velvet was back in town last night. Kevin Herter. And the folks were very nice to him. They did a nice little video presentation. And because everybody appreciated him playing here. He's one of those guys who did what every coach needed to do with the team. And he was drafted by the team and part of a great group of drafting. But, you know, at some point, some of those guys get moved around. So he's with Sacramento. And they're having a decent season.
What was the award he got last year here? He was the most congenial player, or he was
the
nicest
congenial
guy?
Congenial.
It was some kind of award he got.
I forget, but last night he got 13 points in the game. 13 points and five assists, and as you mentioned, it was Trey's big night. 35 points, man. 35 points, 7 assists in the game last night. So it was good to see that. It was a good effort. You had five guys in double figures. That's always good. And you get a Clint Capella double-double. To me, that's always the key to a win for the Hawks. 11 points, 14 boards for the big fella. So that's what you want.
Well, we're bearing the lead here.
Okay.
The fact that I can see you.
Oh.
We're together. When last time we done a show together? So that's the saying. I know. So this is the first time we've been together for the longest time. So
Four minutes.
Good to see you, man.
Hey,
how you doing? Patchwork shirt.
It's just patchwork.
A little shout out to
the studio over there.
Well, this goes out to my Bob.
Whitfield, one of the originals, who founded the studio. Yeah, man.
So how you doing?
I'm doing.
You doing all right?
It's that time of year when everything's moving, everything's running, and. You know what I mean? You got the basketball that's running. And that's the thing. Football is in the, you know, we know what the college football season is. It's winding down. High school, we're 2 weeks away from everybody going to Pete's Place for the state championship games.
Right.
And they're practicing today. We're going to check in with a coach later on this hour.
Yeah, well, we might as well just tell everybody what's going on.
Who's up?
Because Tony Shelton, right?
Tony Slayton.
Slayton, sorry.
He's the coach from over at Mays High School. And most of them, not all.
Keep my glasses on.
But most of them. We'll practice this morning.
Which is something that they talk about, as you said,
the goal is to be practicing on Thanksgiving because that means you're in the elite eight of your class. You've had not to have a good season. You had a fantastic season. and everybody wants to do. And he's going to talk about some things that have been happening in the community. Alumni have been bringing food in for the gap. Because remember, there's no school this week, so they can practice in the mornings like they did before back the then. School year began, right? Right. So I mean, it all comes full circle if you play long enough.
Right.
Right? Early morning practices. But cafeteria is not open in the school, so alumni, parents, everybody brings in food because, you know, guys still got to eat.
Yep.
You know, and so he'll talk about those things. Plus, there's something very special about their game, really special Ooh. About the game they got coming up.
Is that a tease?
Yeah, man.
Okay. You're getting real good at that. You're getting real good. You speaking of college football in the season, I want to remind you when the regular season is done, before we, you know, get deep into these bowl games, the first one is going to be the Celebration Bowl, which is December 17th,
yeah.
And I say that because that is the day to mark on your calendar that you and I come back on Saturdays.
Yeah.
We had it snatched from us.
Yeah.
We've been in court. We've been working on it. We got a good lawyer, and we got it back. They will be extending the times that we have on Sunday. So everything is sort of making its way back to where it used to be.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to start at 8 a.m. on the 17th. So those Saturdays, we won't start at 6. We'll start at 8.
Okay.
Now, that's fluid, too. That may change around a little bit. I'm still working on some stuff. Maybe we'll have a happy medium. We'll get in at 7 as opposed to 6 or 8. We'll start at 7. We'll see. But right now, we're going to be coming in at 8 o'clock, December 17th. A couple other pieces of news. This past week, listen, last time I talked to you was about 24 hours ago, and you and I were getting ready to think about what we needed to do on this day before Thanksgiving. You got a lot. We weren't traveling. We'd have to deal with any roads, nope. None of that stuff.
I was out of the airport yesterday.
Yeah, well, you out there early.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, what? I got there around 9:30 something. I was working on with City of Atlanta, but it was normal. It was like normal.
Mm-hmm.
They said if you had to be there early, the people who got for the first flights out in the morning, the place was flat out slammed. At 6 a.m., I got there around 9:30, and it just looked like a normal Atlanta day. It really did. Apparently, everybody was already gone.
Well, the business travelers come in early anyways. There's still folks doing some business.
It's true.
Early on.
That's true. But with school being out the whole week around here, now in other parts of the country, I got a cousin who teaches up around D.C. area. They went to school Monday and Tuesday. Or at least teachers went half day.
I was going to say, yeah. Somebody lost a bet.
Yeah. around here, we out whole week. And so most folks were gone, you know. That's it.
Do you think now when we were coming up?
Yeah,
our mothers were running things. Now this is a Thursday. Did you go to church on Thanksgiving ever?
Once or twice, but not always.
No, not me either.
Always. Now my family, my uncle's church, they would have a Thanksgiving church service in Birmingham. They would do that.
I would think that there'd be some kind of something going on in the basement where some of the members. Wives come down there and cook for those less fortunate. We used to call it at the house, not church, Second Baptist, we would take food to the shut-ins.
Okay.
That's how it was put.
Okay.
Reverend Sykes would say, we're going to take some food to the shut-ins.
Yeah.
And there were some ladies, my mother's friends, and they would go out to a couple. I was just dragged.
But you know what? You know what? And keeping in that tradition, that is what Hosea helps.
Exactly.
Is doing this year. Mm-hmm. Instead of a meeting of plagues, they've still been advised maybe not to have everybody congregate in one spot. Mm-hmm. So they've been taking the food to two locations and two people this year in lieu of what normally happens. Maybe next year they'll get back to the big, because so many things went on there. It was more than just people getting meals. People get haircuts and things like that. So you know they're not doing that this time, this year. I think around 10:30, I think this morning, Elizabeth Omolami and Hosea Helps are going to designated places they're going to take what people need and bring it to them.
I will be absolutely happy and thrilled this year to donate a number of clothes to those organizations. I can't wait because I'm cleaning out stuff.
Okay.
Because I'm fitting in all different stuff now, right?
Yep.
So I'm just getting rid of it. I ain't never going to be that fat again. So I'm just going to give it to y'all, right? And this was a conscious effort. I did it for two reasons. One, because it's the right thing to do, but moreover, I need some closet space.
Okay.
Man, how about you?
Yep.
I need some closet space. And it ain't because I'm wearing a whole lot of clothes. It's other people's clothes seem to be more. I'll say it out loud.
Hey, I'm just.
They
just,
are easing yeah. into my areas.
Careful, careful.
Oh, yeah, it's okay. It's a discussion we've already had. I mean, come on. Next thing you know, I'm gonna see Jesse's stuff over there. I need some hanger space.
It all kind of finds its way coming that way. It all kind of ends up there, huh?
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Mr. Crenshaw and I seeing each other for the first time in a long time. Seeing Eric too. We're gonna bring him on a little bit.
Yeah, but I gotta talk. We didn't talk about your boy. No. Well, your boys come to town. Last week,
yeah, I was about
and
to
they
tee
leave
that up.
With they leave with an L.
Yeah, they did, and a dislocated shoulder,
yeah,
or hurt shoulder. Let me see if it's official dislocated.
I don't know if it's official dislocated, but I know it's hurting him.
Yeah, but here's
about Justin Fields, you know. Well, the thing of it
is separated shoulder,
and the Falcons got a ache too. Kyle Pitts is on the shelf, you know, with a knee, and so you know it was in that regard, they're both some players who.
Yeah, I get
left
it.
There kind of banged up, but the Falcons managed getting the win.
One of the things that was said during the other little sound bites that we got from the other shows before we came on was Carl Dukes was talking to Arthur Smith and said, listen, it is about to be December and this team is still relevant. How many folks thought that was going to be the case?
Yeah.
And that's the jump off point for me. When you look at what they did, especially last week, and especially to come back and get that win, because it seemed like after that first drive, they couldn't do nothing.
Yeah,
I mean, they got 10 points in the second quarter, but it just seemed like things got stagnant.
It did. It did for a time. I mean, they needed something to break things up. But what woke everything up, how about a kickoff return?
Yeah.
Like a Darryl Patterson. It was what the team needed. It was a big jolt. And then the Falcons had some defensive stops. And everybody wondered with that particular game, both teams not known for consistent stellar defensive play this season. So that was the thing you heard about the Falcons-Bears games. Who's going to stop somebody? Well, you know, the Falcons end up coming in with some stops and end up getting a win. So, I mean, that's great. Let's see what they do. Because the group they're getting ready to play Sunday.
They're an enigma. They really are.
They really are. You
know? Just don't know how they're doing anything given all that stuff going on behind them.
Right. they got so much off-field stuff happening with them, yet they still managed to pull through and they win in some games this year. So I think there's just something they kind of got on their shoulder. We're going to go out. We know y'all talking about us. You know you got bad things to say about our front office and owner and everything, but we're going to go out here and play ball. And I think that's what they kind of carry on the field with them.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I want to revisit what you said a minute ago about Justin Fields, and I want to tell you about the calls I got this week. I get three different calls from three different friends up in Chicago.
Uh-oh.
Asking the question. They're shaking their head like Scooby-Doo wondering what's going on. Because the season started off with, by the way, the residue left over from last year. Everybody thinking, we got the worst quarterback of that class, and this guy is here we go, Chicago Bears again, ruining another quarterback. Ain't had one since
Bobby Douglas.
Bobby Douglas, please, you got to go back to, like, Eisenhower administration, it seems like. But then they says he went from the worst to, like, the best quarterback the Bears have ever had. Now, that's saying something.
Yeah.
Now, he hasn't done anything yet, and he won any championships. Some of them dudes back in the 40s and 50s won some, but – the point is, this transformation says everything you need to know about Matt Nagy when that dude was there. And you know how I wanted just – he would make me want to eat tree bark.
I know.
So I think what we're seeing – and by the way, Jets are going in the opposite direction.
Ooh, they got a mess going on.
But yet they were making noise going into the season. I mean, throughout the season, 6-4 right now, 6-2. But the two losses have been against the same team and the same coach, and that's Belichick. But that in that post-game press conference that he gave put his behind on a bench.
Yeah.
Ain't seen nothing like that before.
Well, I mean, he hadn't either. But you know what? That's to me sends a message. Look, we counting on you to do some stuff. And all the men in this locker room gotta believe in you. Because if you lose the locker room, all of a sudden your name is Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, or
you know what I
give
mean?
A call to that dude down there in Charlotte. Ask Baker Mayfield what happened when he started acting sideways.
You know, so that's
alienating
the thing.
Teammates.
You lose the locker room. What else you gonna do? You might as well move on. So
Again, we are just getting started on this Thanksgiving. Again, happy Thanksgiving. We're going to talk a little Thanksgiving and some college football. Again, we talked about Tony Slayton. He's going to join us, Mays High School football coach. Terrell Thomas is going to continue the NBA talk coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. And then a fellow actor. And I'm going to have Eric. I got to tell you about a call I got last week from Eric. And that will lead me into talking about our guest at 8:20 today, who, by the way, has had this like nice ebb and flow with us. But he is back. We're going to talk about that next. Sam and Greg, just getting started on this Thanksgiving morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you on the Odyssey app. Let's get it.
Sports Radio, that is Daddy Game. That's DaddyGame.com. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. That was a request from the Crenshaw House.
No, I'm just saying. That's you want to hear something.
I would have picked it if I'd have saw it, yeah.
A Thanksgiving song, Turkey Trot.
What else did she do? Is it Lil Eva?
Yeah.
Yeah, she did something else.
Yeah, I forget what her big hit was, but that's Turkey Trot. And speaking of Turkey Trot, some of those are happening right now. Streets are getting being cleared. I think they run one up in Marietta. They have the half marathon that's going on, actually over near Center Park Stadium, Georgia State. They're going to run there. Atlanta Track Club. So shout out to Atlanta Track Club. They blocked off the streets again. Not because we last time they blocked off the streets, we were down in front of Colony Square.
Right there. I got that picture still.
Right, absolutely. And so that's happening this morning. They do a lot of things to bring those events back to full capacity that people can compete in, just participate in. So it's a nice morning to get out. Well, if you come out here
getting
2 or 3 days ago.
Yeah, we're getting lucky now.
Yeah, man, it feels nice outside this morning. So they're going to get out and that run, it's not going to hurt at all. It's going to feel good.
But that's why I was getting to last segment. Did you get the housework done yesterday? Because that's you and I. We talked for a little bit,
yeah.
And I knew what I had to do. You were thinking about it.
I was thinking about it.
But I went out and did it.
I'm still thinking about it.
And it was so nice. I
might do a little bit of later on today.
The rain's not due till tonight.
Yeah, before we eat. So,
I got to get rid of them chipmunk holes, though. See, that just gets back to me. Don't get me started. Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Stick around. We are going to talk high school football. I mean, this is the time of year. If you're still playing, as Mr. Crenshaw said, you've had a fantastic year. But it's not done with. So we're going to talk to what's going on with May's program. Tony Slayton is going to join us coming up here in just a little bit.
Because they up early.
I got a call last week.
Yeah.
I got a text last week.
Mm-hmm.
Shortly after the show.
Yes.
It was from Eric. Mr. Slaughter, if you'd like to join us now, if you have a moment.
Oh, my.
Our producer. He sent me a text. So I was going, I did that, actually. I was like, what's going on?
And our resident official.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So Eric reached out to me because... And sometimes, just like you, I didn't get the full picture. There's a couple words that were left out. And so he tells me, well, I'll let you come on. And you reached out to me because you had some guests up here, right? Oh, he's in the middle of it.
Well, you thought it was up here. And it was actually at another location. That's what the confusion was.
I get a call and I get back to him. Now, he's busy, right?
Yeah, yeah,
so he
yeah.
finally
yeah,
gets back yeah. to me and he says, were you in fantasy football? I said, yeah. And he says, oh, because those guys are up here. The stars are up here.
Cast, yeah. The whole
now,
cast,
all he
yeah.
said was up here. So I'm thinking, we're already done. Who's live after us that's getting the stars of this movie, which, by the way, I'm in.
All right.
So I'm feeling a certain kind of way right now, right?
Yeah, he was a little hurt.
Yeah, like we should have been, me and Sam should have had that. Well, turns out that he wasn't. He was at the stadium. He was there for the Falcons game, and the Falcons were bringing out stars of fantasy football.
So, yeah, the cast, the director, and they got to come up to the press box area. I got to rub a few elbows with some Hollywood celebs.
One
of my favorites, Mr. Omari Hardwick, was in the building. I didn't realize he – so how's it goes? It looks like he's the older of the two running backs, and then they had the younger guy. He was there too.
Well, it's an old tale in sports. You got the old dude who's established, who's on his way out, and you got the young guy coming up behind him. The most classic one I always think of is Marcus Allen and Bo Jackson with Oakland. Marcus was already established. Marcus got Heisman Trophy with all that stuff. And then this guy, Bo Jackson, decides to have a hobby. That was the other thing that got NFL players. Remember that?
He said that.
NFL, yep. I'm going to play football as my hobby. Baseball is my sport.
Yeah.
But then he shows up and pretty much sends Marcus Allen to Kansas City. Al Davis feels like he's got the next thing. So anyway, Eric is out there with these guys, and I'm like steaming. Because them dudes ain't on our show, right? But, yeah, my scene was just – I'm a reporter. I'm basically – but here's the thing.
Looking forward to seeing it, though.
Today's show has two actors from that movie.
Yes, later.
We have two actors from that movie joining us this morning, Mr. Crenshaw.
Wow.
Me.
Well, one is here. One is right here.
Hello.
The other one is Miles Garrett, which is where I met Miles.
Okay.
He was on set. And he was hired as a reporter. So he's an individual stand-up, you know, reporter, whereas I'm an anchor along with Michelle. Oh, I want to get Michelle's name right because she is my co-anchor.
Kind of want to get that right now. We don't want no problem.
She's nice enough there. Michelle Davison.
Okay.
Okay. And by the way, you can go and see the trailer if you haven't already. I'm not in the trailer. Neither is Miles. Just, you know, go to YouTube. Fantasy football trailer.
There you go.
And, you know, in it. This is where I had the same dressing room as Tony Gonzalez, who's the coach of that thing.
Nice.
But we're going to talk about that in a little while. We got that coming up. And speaking of movies, have a full-blown casting call, which I haven't done in a while. And I realize this is normally the time where we wouldn't do it because there's this lull going on.
Yeah.
But all bets are off over the last couple of years. So got a casting call, got a new list of stuff up there, and tell you guys where to focus on if you have not. Having said that, what do we have to say, if anything, about big time? Because we can get into the HBCUs and stuff here locally.
We do that for the top of the hour.
You want to wait for that?
But for the HBCUs?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But college football right now, is everything in a holding pattern until this game happens at noon on Saturday between Michigan and Ohio State?
That's a big part of it. But that can set some things in motion. And also people are watching Southern Cal. Because you know that's the other thing. Southern Cal is in a position where they can be that choice from the West Coast, and you know they want to keep the West Coast relevant, you know, and have a team in. And they beat UCLA last week, which was a fun game to watch.
Yeah, you were all over that one.
I thought that was so much fun. That game hadn't meant anything in years, and I thought it was great. And so you had that happen. Tennessee just fell off the ocean, fell off the cliff.
And along with their Heisman Trophy candidate quarterback.
So it's there to watch and see what happens. And whoever wins or loses, to what degree does it keep them still around, considering what happens here in Atlanta? If LSU beats Georgia, what happens then? So there's a whole lot of different equations there that sit out there for them. But right now, the thing that will start the motion will be, you know, to me, Michigan and Ohio State.
If Michigan wins it, and by the way, the conversation in my house is everybody's going against Michigan. She's feeling like,
why?
No. Well, the main reason is they lost their, speaking of Heisman Trophy candidate, they lost their running back.
Right.
Possibly. You don't know if he's going to play, and if he plays, at what degree is he going to be? Is he going to be that level that we have seen all year long, or is he going to be, you know, a hindrance to this team?
Well, Greg, is that game at the Horseshoe or the Big House?
No, it's in Ohio State this year.
Is it the Horseshoe?
Last year was the game. Right. Harbaugh finally got over the hump and beat Ohio State, and it was the snowy day. Mm-hmm. Everybody rushed the field. But this year it's in Columbus, and you talk about a chip. Now, here's the other thing I had forgotten about. Harbaugh's been there, what, seven years? Close that. Yeah. But he hadn't won against Ohio State first year.
Right.
Ryan Day's been there since Urban left. They didn't play one year. So they're actually tied. Mm. You would think that Ryan Day would have the advantage over Harbaugh. I think they both have only won one game against each other.
So you're not counting his wins as the offensive coordinator?
No.
No.
No, because we're not counting the fact that Harbaugh took it. Does he look anything like the dude who took the 49ers to the Super Bowl? You know what I mean?
Harbaugh? That was quite some years ago.
But my point is you don't look at what happened yesterday.
He still wears khakis.
And, yes, he does. You don't, but you don't feel like he's that quarterback whisperer that he was going from Stanford to San Francisco. he would, in my mind, he should have had at least two top quarterbacks going into the NFL or
since
high draft choices.
Michigan?
Yeah, since he's been. The only thing he's got is a defensive end, Hutchinson, and he's playing out of his mind this year with Detroit. Them guys are on a three-game winning streak.
Yeah.
And you talk about not seeing them because you still angry about some cold pumpkin pie.
Not just that. They one of the
ones. Today could be four.
It could be four, right? But anyway, this game, and you know what I've been hearing along with the conversation for them folks in Chicago about Justin Fields, they have been having fun with this. Because here down in the South, it's all about up until a few weeks ago, how many teams is the SEC going to put into the playoffs, right? It is conceivable that, and since they're taking them now, they feel like they're part of them. The Big Ten could put three. If you want to put USC already in the Big Ten, they're already claiming them. They're claiming them saying, we're going to put three Big Ten. But what is that whole thing that you just went through talking about West Coast teams being relevant, and now you got two of them joining the Big Ten? What's that going to be like moving forward? You're going to have to rely on Oregon and Washington State, Arizona State, to make some noise out there. I just find like that. Whatever that becomes,
Oregon and Washington kind of take the lead in that. Would take the lead in it, but
how,
I mean, look
how
at
how many
the
teams
location.
From the Big. Well, what if? What do you think of the Big 12 merging with the Pac, whatever you want to call it, 10, 12, whatever they are,
conference? That might end up being what happens anyway.
Right.
So you know, we talk about alliances and what it eventually will look like. It's going to continue to evolve, and maybe that might be the thing that gives those two entities the most strength. We'll see. You know, logistics, I guess, doesn't matter, because you'll be talking about a team going all the way from West Virginia. West Virginia's in that conference in the Big 12, you know, competing in a combined conference. Unless you say, well, West Virginia, why don't you go find the ACC or something. I'm just saying, because
you think
of what's already happening within that conference. Now you're going to bring the West Coast in. Maybe they just pick up some members out there that will make them stronger. Maybe they're ready to pick up some people like a San Diego State or Boise State or somebody like that. I don't know. But I know that right now UCLA is in a position to give the West Coast some relevance. And I think that's fine. But it's all in front of them. They got to go out and run the table.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Did you see what Lane Kiffin did about all these reports swirling around that he was going to take the Auburn job? And then what he did, though? This is the thing that makes me like Lane Kiffin. He turned it completely around, you know. And I'm paraphrasing because I don't have it in front of me. But basically, what he did was he called a meeting with his team, told them that's not the case. We'll see what happens moving forward. But the speculation about Lane Kiffin going to so and so, and that reporter put his name on it and said this is what they heard. So Lane Kiffin put something out and named this reporter.
Yeah.
Saying that he was going to be taking a job somewhere else down the street and be tuned for that. And like I said, just flipped it. And it was kind of funny, but at some point, these coaches have to do things like this to shine a light on the absurdity of people just throwing darts at the wall about these guys, this carousel. We know it's going to happen. I mean, not him necessarily moving, but we know there's going to be coaches bouncing around. But to speculate, this is how What's-His-Face got in trouble. That reporter who was it that said, about Freddie Freeman and his agent.
Right.
Yeah, just throwing stuff out there. And that Freddie knew all this stuff and put it on his agent, and then the agent turned around and sued this guy.
Yeah.
My point is you just can't. You think you can throw stuff out, and you may be a small fish, but there's too much information out there right now for you to hide.
And people searching for it.
They're looking for it,
right?
They are looking for it. Anyway,
got to be smarter.
We are going to be talking high school football, and, man, this is a time of year, and what we need to know about this gentleman and what he's got going on. You say them boys are up right now getting ready to start practicing?
Probably so, yeah. Absolutely. High school football teams, most of them are going to practice on Thanksgiving Day. What's it like? What's this week been like? And we're going to check that out with Mays High School coach Tony Slayton. That's when you continue with Sam and Greg here on this Thanksgiving morning.
Back together.
Yep, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at 92.9thegame.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg on this Thanksgiving morning. We say this every weekend to you. We say it to you now on this Thursday morning. We're going to say it to you again tomorrow morning. thank you for making us a part of your holiday morning. And like I said, we just couldn't be happier to get more hours and be on the air. Absolutely. We're still working on our guests right now. But this is one of them days that throughout my life, I woke different than Christmas. But it's the only day you can think of where you wake up knowing you're going to have yourself a big meal.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's a special meal. You can have a big meal in a day. You can get pizza or whatever. But this meal, you get your mouth and you get your body all ready for. and that's why it's, you know, there's a number of reasons why it's special. Also, when you're a kid, you get out there and play a little football with your buddies. Did you play in the street? Did you have somebody with a big backyard and go to a park?
In the streets or in the lot or wherever, you know, the park, whenever. But in the street, you know, line up and guys go out and then play for a while till everybody says, it's time to eat.
Yeah, right. We had that dude hit a fire hydrant once. Wasn't paying attention.
That wasn't good.
No, it wasn't. Are we ready to go?
Oh, yeah.
Well, our guest, Mr. Crenshaw, do the honors.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, hey, it is the quarterfinal round of the GHSA State High School Football Playoffs, and three teams from Atlanta Public Schools are still in the hunt. And the coach of one of them joins us now, Coach Tony Slayton from Mays High School. His first season as head coach.
Uh-oh.
And, man, they are just rolling in the postseason. And he's up early. Coach Slayton, welcome to Sports Radio 92.9.
Morning,
game.
Coach.
You on with Sam and Greg. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning. How you doing?
We're doing fine, sir. What you doing up so early, 6:45 on this Thanksgiving morning? It ain't like you're working, is it?
Yes, absolutely. A wise man once said that early bird catches the worm, so you got to get up and at them.
You're up early for a good reason, though, Coach. Talk about the, you know, you're doing something that a lot of teams set out to do, but not everybody gets to practice on Thanksgiving Day.
Yes, absolutely. This was set out way back in the spring. And actually, after the spring, you know, practice is over with, the team sit down and you come up with your goals for the season. And my staff and I, we sat down, and one of the things we decided is, hey, we want to be able to practice on Thanksgiving. And you know, we're at that point now, and we look up and say, hey, we're here, you know, so why not us? So we're here now, and we're looking for the challenge, and, you know, we're excited.
Coach Tony Slayton from Mays High School joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com on this Thanksgiving morning. You talked about the goals that you and your coaching staff put forth at the beginning of this season. All right, you got this one, but there had to have been some before this. You got to this point now. What were some of the early goals that you achieved this season that helped you get to where you are today?
Well, the early goals that we had set before us was, one, to start the season off well, in which our first game of the season we did win, and we were fortunate enough to win that with a shutout. And then we ran up against a tough Douglas County team and a tough Langston Hughes team. And midway through, we found ourselves 2-4. There were a lot who counted us out. Those who did, apparently, either they weren't mathematicians nor accountants, because their counting was a little bit off, because we're still here. So we set our goals out to be 1-0 each week. And we took it a little bit further than that. We said that we wanted to adopt the slogan of winning the day, and win the day to us meant, you know, we're going to win each day. We start each morning off at 7:45 with a team breakfast. And so we start winning there and just getting total participation from our players. You know, it required total buy-in from the parents, in which we didn't have, you know, many kids to miss. Of course, it was a struggle in the beginning to get, you know, the parents to get their child up and get them there. And eventually, after game three or four, you know, we started getting total buy-in. So it began with the buy-in and getting the kids to breakfast, getting everyone to dress alike Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. My players would dress up in polo shirts and khaki pants. On Thursday, everyone would dress up in a button-up shirt and a blazer and a tie. And that to us was winning the day. If we can, you know, get total buy-in from my parents, from my players. We have a great administration. You know, we want to win in that area. So with our outstanding principal, Dr. Mulatto Wilkins, and along with her, you know, administration staff, everybody was behind us. They were very supportive. So the winning came before we even really touched the field. So that helped us to be to where we are now.
Yep, yep. Spending time with Coach Tony Slayton from Mays High School, and he talked about that. You know, they were 4-2. They won their last six in a row. Three straight shutouts. The defense is given for, and four shutouts in all for the season. They're getting set to take on Dutchtown, and Coach, there's that elephant in the room as far as you guys taking Dutchtown, because Coach Nikita Battle was at Mays for a number of seasons before this spring, leaving, and you ascended to the head coaching job. He goes to coach at Dutchtown. Here's the quarterfinal round, and here you're all facing Coach Battle again. What has that been like for y'all getting ready to face someone that there's a lot of emotional and attachment to tomorrow night?
Yes, absolutely. Coach Battle, you know, his tenure at Mays, he really did an outstanding job. 3 years as the region coach of the year. So it was no surprise to us that he would go down and do great things at Dutchtown, and he's off to a really great start. He has them at 11-1. So it's no surprise to us. But, again, it's motivation in itself. It's not much really to be said to our players. We understand the assignment and, you know, they're next up on the schedule. And our kids understand that, hey, we have to go out and do what we're capable of doing, and that's to play Mays High School football.
Coach, what was the most overwhelming thing about your job when you took over as head coach? You were assistant for however long you were there, but when you got into the corner office, if you will, and realized, oh, yeah, I got to take care of this. And what was those quiet moments, and what was it that, like, really, really made you realize that you were the head coach?
Yes. I wouldn't really call it an overwhelming. Well, it was just a pinch, you know. We use that term a lot within our locker room, you know, a pinch or a prick. And I guess that pinch or prick was understanding that we had to align, you know, our philosophy along with what the school, what Dr. Wilkins set forth, and that was to create a culture of we. And just getting, again, total buy-in, and that was from the community, from the alumni to faculty and staff, the student body, as well as the parents and the players. And, you know, without a doubt, Mays has always had a good alumni support system and parent system as well. And just to be able to go out into the community, you know, meet new people. I am a graduate of Mays High School, and just to get out and meet new people in the community. Of course, it's changed, you know, from the time that I was in school, but just to go out and get, you know, the community support and meet new people, the faculty and staff, you know, when I was coming along, a lot of our faculty and staff, they've lived in the community. Now this, of course, is a different day and time, and a lot of faculty and staff are not only are they not from the community, they moved here from out of state. So just getting them to understand the Mays High School mystique, we knew we had to get back to that level and understand that we have a legacy to keep and an image to uphold. And so our motto, along with our players, you know, this season and what we continue to stand on, is no man is an island. You know, if we go backwards, it's not one man's fault, it's everyone's.
Yeah.
So standing on that square, along with what the principal set forth for us to be able to create a culture of we, and owning our 20 square feet, you know, we're standing on no man is an island.
Yeah.
Along with building that community support and that creating that culture and climate within the community and in the school.
That's what I want to ask you about, is that support, because you talked about this week and all the support you're getting, because we're going to be up against it in a couple of minutes here. But talk about what they've done for you this week. You said alums and parents and everybody because the cafeteria is closed. And y'all are up there in the mornings. Talk about what they've done to really support you this week.
Yes, our alumni has done a fantastic job, especially our class of 92. And it starts with the motto of that class, you know, excellence in all we do. It's the elite class of 92, the year in which I graduated. They provided breakfast for the team on yesterday morning. And it was just outstanding. The kids were blown away by the support. We came in. They had Chick-fil-A sandwiches. They had orange juice. They had bananas and fruits. And it's just been an outpouring of support from the alumni starting on Monday. And actually, it has been going on all season. But this week, you know, the alumni has turned it up a notch. So it's not anything that the players, you know, don't want. I mean, it's all there for us, you know, and it has created a comfortable atmosphere, and the kids are just excited and they feel as though they have to give back, you know, to whom much is given, much is required. So as they're getting the support and they see the mystique that, you know, the Mays High School family has, you know, they're just ready to go out and just give it back.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Sounds like the commitment is working. Eric, hit it. We got something for you as we walk on out of here. Coach, this is for you because we said that a little while ago. Hang on a second there. Yeah, this is him. Coming back. He's welcome back. He went back to school and he's turning them around.
Welcome back.
That's for you, Coach. Bring it down a little bit though, Eric. But Coach Mays, Coach Slayton, we can't thank you enough for getting up and being a part of the show this morning. But you are already up and working. In fact, we're keeping them from the breakfast, right?
The breakfast they're going to have for the kids. I think the parents are bringing some turkey sandwiches.
He said 6:45. We 10 minutes late.
I know it. I knew it.
We're sorry about that, man. But listen.
Oh, no problem at all.
Much luck to you, your players. Everybody have a safe and happy rest of your season. And, again, thank you very much for getting up and joining us this morning. And happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
All right. Thank you very much. And happy Thanksgiving to you all and your families.
All right. That is Coach Tony Slayton. With Mays, and we'll run down all the matchups when we come back to the top of the hour.
Yeah. This seemed like the appropriate song for him.
Very much.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.